So, so first, how is camping so far for you?
It's been good. It's been a lot, but learning, you know, taking it one day at a time.
You have a very interesting story with a lot of experience in some different places. What do you bring to this team? What do you bring into that room?
I think I bring a mental, like, just a difference how I carry myself. You know, I like to say, like, it's very New Jersey of me, but it's just, like, a different kind of, like, swagger and confidence that I walk around with. And I think it, like, it helps guys come out of their shell around them, for guys that, you know, may not feel like they can be themselves truly.
You know, first I'll start with Shea. What have you learned from Shea so far that has helped you between from day one you walked in to where you are now?
I mean, it's all mental, right? It's everything, like, from the playbook and defenses and just stuff, some stuff that I didn't have to worry about in college, like protections. That's been a big thing that he's been helping me with, because number one thing in a quarterback, you want to protect yourself so you can be able to throw the ball right. So that's kind of been our biggest thing going on during camp.
And what about Tyrod, who's been in the league for quite a few years, and of course Daniel with all eyes on him?
Yeah, just seeing things from a different perspective. I mean, obviously Tyrod, this is his, I don't know, 12, 13, whatever.
Season,
yeah, whatever it is. I mean, he's been in a bunch of different offenses and been around the league for so long that he just sees things through a different lens, and you could talk to him more as like a player and how he sees it versus, you know, a coach might tell you this, but a player might see it a little bit different this way, and just learning how to take care of their bodies. I mean, Tyrod and Daniel was the first guys in the locker room, so being able to learn from them and just see how they go about leading this team on their day-to-day basis has really just helped me throughout this process so far.
Knowing what your role is right now, what's the mentality for you on a day-by-day, knowing that you know where Daniel's place is, you know where Tyrod's place is, and where you are?
Yeah.
What mentally, how do you come in every day and stay strong and try to perform at the highest level?
Just take it day-by-day, like I said before, and just come out here and just enjoy the moment and just put my best foot forward every day. I mean, help the guys around me. You know, when my group's up, my job is to help lead them and put ourselves in the best position to make plays. So I'm going to continue to try to do that, learn from the two older guys ahead of me, and just enjoy the process.
Jersey guy.
So,
a Jersey guy. What does it mean to be here? I mean, to be at MetLife Stadium and being sort of like home in that sense?
It's right down the road. I mean, I grew up 15 minutes away.
Which town?
In Cedar Grove.
Cedar Grove, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Know the area pretty well. My brother used to teach there, so
awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
So I grew up 15 minutes away. You know, it's really helpful to have like my support system and everybody around me this close. You know, not like I'm on the other side of the country. So to be able to have them here, obviously I'm going through camp, which is the dog days of football. But it's been awesome, and to be able to have my friends, family, everybody around just means a lot.
And it's also good because you can tell all the guys where the good pizza places are.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, I help them in all the food situations for sure. You know, where to go, where you shouldn't go, especially the new rookies who first time around Jersey. I've been giving them food suggestions.
Show them Bloomfield Avenue. Show them all the
places. Everywhere.
Yeah. So, can you take us into real quick to just the quarterback room, on just pretty much for the fans who don't understand the day by day for what you guys have to go through. Yeah, basically like a basic day of the quarterback room.
Yeah, it's just a lot of meetings, walkthroughs, right? So like today, I mean, I don't even know what time it is right now. It's probably 12 o'clock, 12:30.
Yeah, somewhere around
so
there.
So we just have practice, and now we have meetings and walkthroughs until 6:30 at night, whatever it is. So it's not just practice and then a couple meetings to go home. No, it's an all-day thing. You know, we put a lot of time and hard work into it, and, you know, new installs every day, so learning that, constantly studying and making sure everyone's on the same page and going out and executing on the day of practice.
Is there any pressure about being home, like in that sense?
No.
Because you would think that, you know, I'm sorry for forgetting the name. There was a Giant a few years ago who tried out. It was a Rutgers guy, from a New Jersey guy. And yeah, it said he was adding extra pressure on himself because he was being close to home and there was this team that he always grew up wanting to be with.
No, if anything, I'm more comfortable just because, you know, it's my area. I mean, I've played in MetLife before. I've been just in this area. I mean, this is home. Everything that I could possibly need is around here. So, I mean, I feel no pressure at all.
Who are your favorite players growing up?
Favorite players growing up from the Giants?
Or in general?
I mean, honestly, I was a Steelers fan growing up. So it's a little different. I would come to some Giants games and all that, but I was a Steelers fan. I mean, my favorite quarterback is Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Watching him has been, obviously, you watch Brady, but when I was younger, but my favorite quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. That's really
looking forward to seeing him in a couple weeks, both preseason and regular season. Does anyone ever become a little like overwhelming when you see guys who you sort of grew up watching and you're like, you sort of get that little like, oh my god, you know? It's
You're here, right? I mean, I could say the same thing with Tyrod. Like, I was always watching Tyrod when he was in college, right? When I was a little kid, and then all of a sudden it's like really in the room with him, right? So it's like, it's kind of surreal, but That's the best thing about football, is that it brings people from all different paths and ways and ages and brings everybody together for a common goal.
Well, since you said Aaron Rodgers and you grew up as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, let's put it with the Giants. Who are your favorite Giants growing up?
Eli, Victor Cruz, Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah. You know, those guys. Have you met Eli yet?
I have. I've met him once, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know Vic because me and Vic used to work out back in the day. When he was on the Giants, I was in high school, we used to throw together, honestly. And, you know, just another guy from Jersey I always stay close with. And same thing with David Tyree, kind of the same deal. I've kind of known him going through the Montclair Cobras when I was younger playing in Pee Wee. He does a lot of help with them. And it's really awesome seeing similar faces.
I wish best of luck this
Thank
season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Love the fact.